Do you remember the News of the World campaign for Sarah's Law? Rebecca Brooks was still talking about it in front of MPs only last week.
And as you know, part of the my main focus of my editorship of the News of the World was in convincing Parliament that there needed to be radical changes to the 1997 Sex Offenders Act, which became known as Sarah's Law.
Well, now, the mother of the murdered schoolgirl, Sarah Payne, who campaigned for years with the News of the World for Sarah's Law, has been told by police there's evidence the paper may have hacked her phone. Details are still emerging. We'll have full details and reaction. With the BBC News, David Miles.
Sarah Payne, whose daughter Sarah was murdered by a paedophile 11 years ago, has been told her details were on a list compiled by a private investigator used by the News of the World. Ms. Payne, who worked closely with the paper to campaign for better child protection laws, she's said to be devastated by the news. June Kelly reports.
Sarah Payne has always had an extremely close relationship with the News of the World and its former editor, Rebecca Brooks. It was Rebecca Brooks who was at the helm when the paper campaigned for a Sarah's Law. This afternoon, the Phoenix charity, which Sarah Payne helped to found, said she'd been told by Scotland Yard that her phone details were on the list of the private investigator Glenn Mulcair. In a statement, the charity said, "Sarah is absolutely devastated by this news. We're all deeply disappointed and are just working to get her through it." Sarah Payne wrote a piece for the News of the World's final edition. The Guardian are reporting that the phone involved is believed to have been given to Sarah Payne by Rebecca Brooks.
News International has so far not responded to the claims. Earlier, the judge leading the public inquiry into allegations about phone hacking urged witnesses to be as open as possible and warned them they'll be giving evidence under oath. Lord Justice Leveson said he would start gathering evidence in September.
Several times in the phone hacking scandal, people have referred to a new low. They said it about the hacking of members of the royal family. They said it when the sheer scale of the hacking emerged. And, of course, they said it when the hacking of the phone of the murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler became public knowledge. Through it all, Sarah Payne has stood by the News of the World. Her 8-year-old daughter, Sarah, was abducted and murdered in the year 2000. The News of the World, under Rebecca Brooks, campaigned for Sarah's Law, to allow controlled access to the sex offenders register so that parents with young children could know if a child sex offender was living in their area. Sarah Payne worked very closely with the News of the World for years. Sarah Payne, I should say, worked very closely with the News of the World for years. In the paper's final edition this month, she referred to the closure as being like the funeral of an old friend.
I've worked with the News of the World team both personally and professionally for many years now and view them as fellow child protectors and friends. They, along with many others, have been there for me since my 8-year-old daughter Sarah was abducted and murdered by a known convicted paedophile back in 2000. I was devastated, lost and in pieces. I had a big family and many friends and no way of connecting with them. The News of the World team supported me through some of the darkest, most difficult times of my life and became my trusted friends. One example of their support was to give me a phone to help me stay in touch with my family, friends and support network, which turned out to be an absolute lifeline.
We'll come back to the question of that phone in a moment, but here are more words from Sarah Payne's article in the final edition of the News of the World.
Since Sarah was murdered, my marriage broke down. My brother passed away, then my mother, and then my father. I just don't know what I would have done without being able to reach out to my friends and family whenever I needed them during these very dark times. And it helped me stay in touch with the News of the World team regarding their support for my campaign to bring about Sarah's Law, which went national this year. They were one of many supporters who helped me to make this a reality, and I will never forget what they helped me to achieve. For everyone's children, in my Sarah's name.
Sarah Payne writing in the News of the World on July the 10th. Back in December 2001, when Sarah Payne's killer was found guilty, the then managing editor, Stuart Cutner, spoke to PM about the Sarah's Law campaign.
Sarah Payne, that's to say Sarah's mother, and father, Michael, and ourselves, in all our campaigning, never asked that the Child Sex Offenders Register be made public. What we sought was the right of people to parents to have information about dangerous local predatory paedophiles in their neighbourhood. But let's put it very plainly, that weekend, that dreadful weekend for this family, those four children were playing in a cornfield near their grandparents' home. Do you think the parents like Mike and Sarah Payne, or indeed the grandparents, Terry and Leslie, would have let those four kids play unsupervised, knowing that a mile or two away was this dangerous, convicted paedophile who could well be on the loose?
Well, this afternoon, in fact, in the past hour, The Guardian reported, and Sarah Payne's charity confirmed, that there's evidence the News of the World may have targeted Sarah Payne's mobile phone. Here's what the charity said. Whilst it was previously confirmed by Operation Weeting that Sarah Payne's name was not on private investigator Glenmull Kerr's list, it has now been confirmed by the Operation Weeting that Sarah's details are on his list. Sarah is absolutely devastated by this news. We're all deeply disappointed and are just working to get her through it. Sarah will continue to work with the proper authorities regarding this matter. There'll be a further statement in due course, but at this time she can make no further comment. The Labour MP Tom Watson, who's been a leading critic of News International, called this, to use the expression of a moment ago, a new low. He said the last edition of the News of the World made great play of the paper's relationship with the Payne family. Brooks talked about it at the committee hearing. Now this, I have nothing but contempt for the people that did this. And indeed, even at the height of the phone hacking scandal, when the former News of the World editor Rebecca Brooks was appearing before MPs last week, she was speaking positively about the campaign for Sarah's Law. Here's what she said.
And as you know, part of the my main focus of my editorship of the News of the World was in convincing Parliament that there needed to be radical changes to the 1997 Sex Offenders Act, which became known as Sarah's Law.
Let's catch up with Amelia Hill, who co-wrote this story, which is running on guardian.co.uk. Can you just clear a couple of things up here? Sarah Payne believed, and we've just read out her statement, believed that she hadn't been hacked. She'd been told there was no evidence that she'd been hacked, and the police had looked into it, and now that's changed. What has changed?
What's changed is that previously Operation Weeting, which is looking into this investigation, was looking through Glenmull Kerr's 11,000 pages of notes, looking for Sarah Payne's name. They couldn't find the name, so they quite correctly went back and told her she wasn't in the book. Then they went back and looked for her phone number, which, as we've heard, was a phone that was a gift given by Rebecca Brooks personally to Sarah Payne. And they did find that number. And alongside that number, they found notes that suggest that her phone not only was intended to be hacked, but had been hacked.
And from your close working on this story, the fact that the number was there, is that a pretty strong suggestion that the phone was probably hacked?
I can't say that for certain, but it's certainly a strong suggestion, especially given that there were notes alongside it.
Now, we just broadcast part of the article that Sarah Payne wrote for the final edition of the News of the World, in which she refers to a telephone that she was given by the paper. Is it possible to know whether that is the phone that may have been hacked by the paper?
Yes, that's exactly what we think's happened.
You think it's happened, or you're certain it's happened?
We believe that to be true, yes.
What makes you believe that?
We understand that Operation Weeting has contacted Sarah Payne herself and told her that this has happened.
And just to be absolutely clear, the Guardian is satisfied that the phone which may have been hacked by the News of the World was the phone which the News of the World gave Sarah Payne?
Yes.
Where do you think this takes this story? I mean, I've referred to the new lows that people have observed in the phone hacking scandal as it's gone on over the years. This has been referred to by Tom Watson as a new low. What do you think of it?
I think that's exactly right. Rebecca Brooks made great play of being very personally closely involved in covering the aftermath of Sarah Payne's murder. Journalists from the paper attended the funeral of Sarah Payne's mother, and when Sarah Payne had a severe stroke in December 2009, they visited her in hospital. I think Tom Watson is absolutely right. This story, which we already thought was as heinous as it comes, has just nosedived from the gutter into the sewer.
On the question of Rebecca Brooks, however, and we're told we might be able to expect a statement from her within the hour. I suppose there's a question. She's always denied any knowledge of phone hacking. I suppose it's entirely possible that even if Sarah Payne's phone was hacked, that Rebecca Brooks did know nothing about it.
Well, I think given that she was the editor at the time, I think given how closely she has allied herself to the story, serious questions have to be asked either about her mode of editorship at that point or whether she is in fact telling the truth.
All right, thank you very much for that. I can tell you, obviously, we've approached News International. We're not being told anything by them yet. Our political correspondent, Joe Coburn, has just filed this from Westminster. She tells us that a senior reporter who used to work at the News of the World has said if these allegations about hacking Sarah Payne's phone are true, then, quote, "I am speechless, absolutely speechless. I can't understand what would have possessed anyone to hack into the phone of someone who worked so closely with the paper. If it's true, it shows the depths to which a minority of people were prepared to stoop to, which resulted in the paper being closed and 280 people losing their jobs." All of this, as I say, has emerged in the past hour or so. We'll continue to chase the details and get reaction throughout the programme. Now, at 5:15, the headlines from David.
Sarah Payne, whose daughter Sarah was murdered by a paedophile 11 years ago, has been told her details were on a list compiled by a private investigator used by the News of the World. Ms. Payne, who worked closely with the paper to campaign for better child protection laws, is said to be devastated by the claims. It's not known if her phone was hacked. So far, News International has not issued a comment.
Now, more on tonight's main news. Sarah Payne being told her details were on a list compiled by a private investigator used by the News of the World. We've just had a statement in from Rebecca Brooks, former editor of the News of the World. Here's what it says in full. These allegations are abhorrent and particularly upsetting, as Sarah Payne is a dear friend. For the benefit of the campaign for Sarah's Law, the News of the World have provided Sarah with a mobile phone for the past 11 years. It was not a personal gift. The idea that anyone in the newspaper knew that Sarah or the campaign team were targeted by Mr. Mulcair is unthinkable. The idea of her being targeted is beyond my comprehension. It is imperative for Sarah and the other victims of crime that these allegations are investigated and those culpable brought to justice. That's the statement from Rebecca Brooks. Justin, we'll have more on the story later in the programme. Some more News Corporation-related news just coming in. This is from the news agency AFP. It says the board of BSkyB have given Chairman James Murdoch their unanimous support. This is a source close to the satellite broadcaster. The role of the chairman was discussed at some length today, and ultimately James Murdoch received the unanimous support of the board, the source told AFP. No doubt there will be official news on that in due course. Just getting more on the Sarah Payne phone hacking. And David just alluded to this, we've had a statement, of course, from Rebecca Brooks. Our Westminster News Desk has been in touch with a senior former member of staff at the News of the World, and if anything, this is a more robust statement than we had a moment or two ago. And it says, this latest allegation makes it very clear that Rebecca, this is Rebecca Brooks, was not aware of phone hacking. She was personally far too close to Sarah Payne. No way she would have sanctioned this. It is clear it was a renegade executive within the office who was giving the go-ahead to all of this. Dripping names out one by one is sad. If the police have a list of all the people who could have been hacked, why not publish it? Seems they are playing to the media. That's an unnamed senior former member of staff at the News of the World speaking to our Westminster News Desk. More, if not later in the programme, then of course in the 6 o'clock news here on Radio 4 in 11 minutes from now. Let's get another word on tonight's main news. Should you just be joining us, Scotland Yard has been telling the mother of the murdered schoolgirl Sarah Payne that her details were found on a list compiled by the private detective Glenn Mulcair, who was used by the News of the World. The former News of the World journalist Paul McMullen joins me. What do you think?
Well, I wrote the Named and Shamed article that started the kind of the riots around the country, if you remember, and a couple of, I think, paediatricians getting beaten up. That was a direct request from Rebecca Brooks. And, I mean, at the time, this, in a sense, kind of backfires on the argument that that The Guardian's been saying that Rebecca Brooks knew all about hacking, and indeed I've said pretty much the same, but in this particular instance it strengthens her position that I didn't know what Glenn Mulcair was up to, because, you know, we could all ring Sarah Payne and just ask her what she thought. We didn't have to hack into her phone. So the very fact that Sarah Payne's number is on Glenn Mulcair's list actually strengthens Rebecca Brooks' argument that,
right.
You know...
Paul McMullen? Thank you very much for that. I want to bring in our reporter, John Minnell. John, what have you got?
I've been speaking, Eddie, to a former News of the World employee who was and remains close to Sarah Payne. She has told me that she has confirmed that it was the News of the World as an organisation which gave her the mobile phone, not Rebecca Brooks. And this is significant. She claims that Sarah Payne did not activate her voicemail on the phone until 18 months ago. So back in 2000, and in those years, she didn't have any voicemail messages on her phone. We obviously have not been able to confirm that with Sarah Payne herself.
But John, thank you for the information. Much appreciated.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Cathy Clugston. Good evening. Sarah Payne, whose 8-year-old daughter Sarah was murdered by a paedophile, has emerged as the latest potential victim of phone hacking by the News of the World. Sarah Payne developed a close relationship with the paper over many years and wrote an article praising its record in the final edition. Our correspondent June Kelly has been following this evening's developments.
8-year-old Sarah Payne was abducted and murdered by a paedophile, Roy Whiting, 11 years ago. Working with the News of the World and its then editor, Rebecca Brooks, her mother, Sarah Payne, began a long campaign for parents to have more information about sex offenders in their area. After the revelation that the phone of the missing schoolgirl Millie Dowler had been hacked, there were questions about whether Sarah Payne could also have been a victim. At first, Scotland Yard said no. Now detectives have confirmed that her phone number has been found among the thousands listed in the files of the private investigator Glenn Mulcair. In a statement, the Phoenix charity, which Sarah Payne helped to found, said, "Sarah is absolutely devastated by this news. We're all deeply disappointed and are just working hard to get her through it." The Labour MP, Chris Bryant, has been at the forefront of the campaign to expose the scale of hacking at the News of the World.
It just turns your stomach. It really does. And, so many people in my constituents in the Rhondda, they bought the News of the World, they believed in the campaigns they run, but they didn't know that this was based on such hypocrisy.
This evening, there has been a statement from Rebecca Brooks. She said the News of the World had provided Sarah Payne with a mobile phone for the last 11 years. Rebecca Brooks said the phone was not a personal gift from her. She said these allegations are abhorrent and particularly upsetting, as Sarah Payne is a dear friend. The idea that anyone on the newspaper knew that Sarah or the campaign team were targeted by Mr. Mulcair is unthinkable. The idea of her being targeted is beyond my comprehension. Sarah Payne wrote an article for the final edition of the News of the World.
Just hours before the latest phone hacking allegations came to light, the senior judge leading the public inquiry into the scandal gave details about his investigation. Lord Justice Leveson announced that the first hearings would begin in September and would focus on the relationship between the press and the public and on press regulation. Witnesses will be ordered to attend and will be required to give evidence under oath. Lord Justice Leveson urged everyone involved to be completely open.
It may be tempting for a number of people to close ranks and suggest that the problem is or was local to a small group of journalists then operating the News of the World. But I would encourage all to take a wider picture of the public good and help me grapple with the length, width and depth of the problem.
The Acting Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, Tim Godwin, has faced questions about his force's relationship with the media. During a regular meeting of the Metropolitan Police Authority, Mr. Godwin admitted that Scotland Yard was facing a very challenging time, and he promised that detailed records of gifts and hospitality provided for senior officers by media organisations would be published within weeks. But he insisted that the Metropolitan Police did not tolerate corruption.
Let me reassure you. Corruption is in no way endemic within the police service or within the Metropolitan Police. And we continue all we can do to root it out. But it would be foolish if I didn't acknowledge the perceptions that have been created over the past weeks.